8:09 here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 62 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewalt.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. We check in often with our friends at Tiga K, City of Tiga K, to see what's going on. We've got Gretchen Kaler joining us. She is with social media and as well as the information specialist. And good morning to you, Gretchen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, friend, we're getting ready to kick off summer. The unofficial start to summer happens on Memorial Day, many people say. So what is in store for summer within Tiga K?
We got a whole lot of stuff. So I guess we're known for our July 4th celebration. We've got that coming up, getting that stuff rolling, getting ready to push out all those events and information. We also have summer camps available for adults and kids. We've got basketball, paddle boarding. We've got, I think, baseball. There's a whole bunch of stuff to sign up for on our website. And then we've got just a little bit more concert series coming up. They're getting ready to start in Rundy Park, so that's really exciting.
Great. So let's start, if we can, with your 4th of July. So you'll still have your land parade, correct?
Correct.
It's 4th of July. It's also Tiga K's birthday.
Yes.
We hit a milestone birthday recently.
Yes. I believe last year was 40, so this year's 41.
Okay.
I only know that because our assistant city manager is the same age.
Young at heart. Yes.
And you've only been with Tiga K. It has not been a full year yet, has
it? No, it's only been about 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
I feel like you've been with them forever, the more we talk about it.
Yes. So that's when she was saying, I hear that we have a big 4th of July parade. If you haven't had a chance to experience it, it's really big. It's great. And then it ends right there almost at the water, right?
Right.
And then I know you have a lot of water activities typically on the 4th of July out there. So the land parade will happen. And then are you still accepting folks to be in the parade, or at this point, is that capped off, or where are we on that?
Registration will open next week, so keep an eye on that. That'll be on our website.
And does it go fast? Is it first come, first serve for the most part?
That I don't know. This is my first year, so we'll see.
I just know Lucas is probably itching to get up there first, front and center.
The Grand Marshal. No, I've emceed it many times over the years and have had a lot of fun over there. It is a great parade, and it goes right down the heart of Tiga K, and it's really close. Being close means you get right up close to the entries, and there's usually a lot, so I'm pretty sure it will fill up quickly. Well, let's talk about your summer camp. So these camps are for kids, because I like the paddleboarding. I'd like to be able to sign up if I can do that.
Well, some are for kids and some are for adults.
Okay, great.
So I know for sure there's an adult paddleboarding, and there's like a league that you can join, and then there's one for kids as well.
A league? Mm-hmm. I've never heard of that.
Yes.
That's neat.
Goat Boater folks?
I think that's it.
Yes. My dyslexia sometimes will kick in. Sanoas, that's their last name. I know that. They are great, and they will teach everyone how to paddleboard. They are patient with everyone, because once you learn how to do paddleboarding, you catch on pretty quickly, okay. I think. So it's not like surfing. So if you see people surfing, you're like, I can never do that. I think paddleboard, once you get your feet placed on the board.
Posture and
posture,
balance.
Yeah. Once you master that pretty quickly, you can do it. So if you have zero athletic abilities, I have found that paddleboarding is a quick sport to get on to grasp pretty quickly, and it's a lot of fun.
And it really works your abs.
You can, but you can go right there in the peninsula, mm-hmm. and it provides such a nice nice trip around, especially in the summer months. So you've got stuff for kids and adults, and those sign-ups are happening now?
Yep, they're already open. We've got baseball, soccer, softball, paddleboarding, basketball, wind sailing, and log rolling.
What?
Yeah.
That was
holy smoke.
Yeah.
No, we've got to dissect that.
Yeah. Is that for kids and adults or just for kids?
I don't remember, but I do know it's like one of the last ones on the website when you go and look at the summer.
Whoa.
Holy moly.
Are you going there now, Alex?
I am. I'm looking up pictures of log rolling.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's just what you think about. You're standing on the log. Mm-hmm. You're trying to get the balance. And
so there was obviously a need for that.
I guess so.
Yeah,
I was surprised. I thought it was a little joke, but it's real. We've got log rolling.
Do you have to bring your own log?
I don't know. BYOL.
Oh my gosh, that's good.
That's good, Gretchen.
Thank you.
You keep that up, you might earn a spot on the show one day. I like that. That's a lot of fun. All right, you've got that. And what was sailing?
Mm-hmm. Wind sailing.
That's interesting. Because I don't know too many places around here that will do that.
Right.
So that makes that that's really neat. And I assume that's probably for kids as well.
Yeah, when I think about summer camps, I think baseball, soccer, sure, field sports kind of thing. And then having log rolling and the paddle boarding and all that stuff's new to me. So I'm going to go out there and get some pics and see what all they got going on.
Yes. Well, you have to capitalize on your asset, which is the water around you. And that makes it so unique.
Location, location, mm-hmm, location. And the fact that you can offer those field sports in addition to water sports. Hey, that's why Tiga K is a growing place to live for sure. And then you got your concert series. And talk a little bit about those.
Yep. We've had, I believe, 2 concerts so far at Catawba Park, which have been great. Mm-hmm. The next 3 are going to be at Rundy Park. And then we'll finish back up at Catawba. This one coming up is on June 10th at Rundy.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I love when we get into concert series. You know, summer and spring's upon us when you're out there just lounging out and listening to good music.
So Gretchen also handles social media for Tiga K, and you came to us by way of Myrtle Beach, where you handled social media for the police department.
Right.
So when you come on, I always meant to give you a heads up. I wanted to see what is some social media advice you can give all of us, or what's maybe the social media tip of the day that you can give us? Something that maybe you see often that people do wrong or just not helping their brand. What's one piece of advice that you can share with us? And whenever you come on each month, if you can maybe share one piece of advice as we wrap up the segment, because I think social media is not going anywhere, but mm-hmm, we just heard in our national news that the Surgeon General is saying there's a serious problem with social media and young people. Remember, our brains don't mm-hmm get fully developed until our early 20s. So right, if you're saying to a young person, here's your phone, here's social media, without parameters, you know, there could be some, you know, there could be a learning curve that you want to learn now. But for all of us, what's your social media tip of the day, you would say?
I've got 2 tips.
Okay.
First off, is one of my most favorite tips is jokes don't always translate well on social media. They're like emails. When emails come across, you're like, well, that wasn't very nice. And the person's like, no, that's not how I wrote it. So jokes don't always come across well on social media.
Because you can't read emotion.
Right.
I love that you say that, because when I send an email, sometimes I follow up with the person by phone or face-to-face saying, like, I don't know if you read what you read in that email, but, you know, here I kind of have to back it up, because to your point, you never know if the person is smiling when they're sending that email, if they're frowning, mm-hmm, if they've hit it with a lot of exclamation points, they can just be an excited person. So that is a great tip. So meaning if you're worried if the joke is not going to land, just kind of
86 it.
Just err on the side of caution and mm-hmm don't do it. That is a great tip. Okay, and what's another one?
The other one, for me, being on social media all the time for work and for myself, I always like to take breaks. Every now and then I might take like 3 days off or 4 days off from social media on my personal side. You know, you're not seeing, you know, for my age group, it's the girls that do the little fashion stuff and they're on vacation all the time somehow.
TikTok dances.
Like, yeah, I'm like at work, like scrolling through. People are in Tahiti or wherever. So I always like to take a break for myself and not do that comparison thing. I know a lot of females deal with that.
Sure. So you great say point. It's okay to take a several day break. Mm-hmm. Wow. I thought you were going to say hours.
No.
But so taking a couple of days off, if you're not as active, it's not hurting your brand?
No.
Okay. Well, that's
for
great.
My personal stuff, I don't really have a brand. I do that more for work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just the mental health of not comparing myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of women struggle with body issues mm-hmm and all kinds of stuff. So taking that break where maybe I just, you know, watch a show or read a book or do something else mm-hmm instead of looking on Instagram all the time.
Good for you. These are well great said, tips.
For sure.
Seriously, great
well,
tips.
Well, you come armed with knowledge about what's going on in Tiga K and helping all of us with social media. You're making our life easier, Gretchen.
Thank you
so much. We appreciate it. Gretchen Kaler, again, is a social media and information specialist for the city of Tiga K.